KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:59, we have cloudy skies. It's windy, 11 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Winds out of the northwest currently at 29 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill right around 11 degrees below zero. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the weather here in just a few moments. Topping the news, medevac ambulance was dispatched this morning to a reported multiple injury accident on Interstate 80 near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line. The call about the crash on I-80 eastbound at mile marker 49 went out around 7:53 a.m. Walnut Rescue also responded to the scene. We currently have no other details available. Firefighters with the Elkhorn Fire Department were dispatched to a house fire southwest of Elkhorn at around 4:12 a.m. today. Officials tell KJAN News the fire started on the front porch at 2511 600th Street. The resident used a fire extinguisher to put out most of the flames prior to the fire crew's arrival. There were no injuries reported. The National Weather Service's high winds whipping eastern Nebraska and western Iowa could knock down trees and limbs and knock out power to thousands of people. The service has issued high wind warnings and advisories to the area for today. The sustained winds are blowing at 30 to 45 miles per hour with gusts up to 65. Forecasters say travel will be tough, especially for high-profile vehicles. The high winds also will make low temperatures feel even colder. The Omaha Public Power District said 415 people were without power as of 7:15 this morning. Mid-American Energy reported that fewer than 100 customers were without power on the west side of Iowa. Snow and low temperatures prompted some schools to close schools or start classes late in sections of Iowa today as well. And running down that list of school announcements that we have for you here on KJAN, we have just a few in this morning. Creston schools have canceled for today. Orient Maxburg and Southwest Valley are running 2 hours late. Southwestern Community College will start classes at 9:40 this morning. Their offices at SWCC will open at 9:30. And taking a look at the weather-related watches and warnings, advisory, what have you, we have a wind advisory in effect until noon today for Cass and area counties. A wind advisory will be in effect from until 6 p.m. for Shelby and Montgomery and Page counties. For Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties, a high wind warning goes into effect at noon today. And a wind advisory will be in effect from noon until 6 p.m. this evening for some areas. Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties. A wind chill warning will be in effect from 6 p.m. on Tuesday to noon on Wednesday, and a wind chill watch from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday morning. Also, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Again, we mentioned that wind advisory not in effect until noon today, and a wind chill warning will be in effect from 6 p.m. Tuesday to noon on Wednesday. A wind chill watch also in effect from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday morning. So quite a hodgepodge of watches, warnings, and advisories out this morning. The Creston Police Department reports 22-year-old Brandon Lane Barrett of Creston was arrested Friday afternoon. Barrett was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for burglary in the second degree, plus a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond and without bond for a state of Iowa warrant for escape. Also arrested Friday afternoon in Creston was 43-year-old John Anthony Neely of Creston. He was taken into custody for driving while barred. Bond was set at $2,000. And at around 2:45 a.m. Sunday, 26-year-old Taylor Ryan Parker of Creston was arrested on an OWI charge. Parker was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. In news from over the weekend, police in Council Bluffs said they were looking for a man who allegedly tried to steal a vehicle at gunpoint. Officers were called a little after 8 a.m. Sunday to the 3000 block of Avenue E for an attempted auto theft, during which the suspect pulled out a gun when confronted by the vehicle's owner. The owner of the vehicle reported he had used his remote start to start his Chevy Suburban, and then when he walked out to the vehicle, he saw a man inside. When he went to confront the person, the suspect pulled out a black handgun and pointed it at him. The victim ran back into the house. The suspect walked off westbound on Avenue E. Officers did search the area, but they were unable to locate the suspect, who was described as being a white male about 6 feet tall, possibly bald, and wearing a black sweatshirt with white writing on the front, black pants, and a black backpack. Anyone with information with regard to that incident is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP. Police in Council Bluffs were called to a residence in the 2500 block of Avenue D at around 1:17 a.m. Sunday in reference to a shots fired call. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the offender, Thomas Nelson. Authorities say Nelson would not follow officers' commands and refused to show his hands. Officers ultimately deployed a taser to subdue Nelson. He was then taken into custody without further incident. Officers checked the residence to make sure there was no one injured inside. They were able to make contact with the victim, who informed police that Nelson had fired one round into the basement wall and no one was injured. Nelson was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail for intimidation with a deadly weapon, aggravated assault, domestic, interference with official acts, and discharging a firearm within the city limits. The Adair County Sheriff's Office has deputies, along with crews with the Adair County Ambulance Service, Greenfield Fire Department, Menlo Fire and Rescue, as well as the Iowa State Patrol, were called to the scene of an apparent single-vehicle accident late Saturday night. The crash happened at around 11 p.m. near Highway 25 and 150th Street, or about 4.5 miles south of Interstate 80. No other details were released. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said they were notified around 10 p.m. Saturday about minors attending a school dance in the 200 block of Broad Avenue in Stanton who appeared to be impaired by alcohol. As a result of an investigation, 8 juveniles were cited into juvenile court for alcohol underage, and 2 18-year-olds were cited into adult court for alcohol underage. All those cited were released to the custody of a parent or guardian. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said Saturday that 2 people were arrested on assault charges Friday following an incident that started in a vehicle on Highway 34 near the Prescott Corner. 49-year-old Darren Dugan and 48-year-old Dodie Schaffer of Nottoway were arrested at around 6:35 p.m. Saturday after Adams County Dispatch received a call indicating Dugan had allegedly been beaten up by his girlfriend, Schaffer. Both were transported to the Adams County Jail from their home in Nottoway. They were provided with medical attention and then booked into the jail, where bonds were set at $1,000 each. The last of 4 men charged in the killing of a man at a Council Bluffs homeless shelter has been sentenced. 21-year-old Cody Barnes pleaded guilty to second-degree robbery and was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison. His sentencing followed the same sentence handed down January 15th to 20-year-old James McCauley, also for robbery. They, along with 32-year-old Brandon Hollis and 47-year-old Vance Good, were charged following the March 21, 2018 killing of 44-year-old Lee Johnson in a bathroom at the Joshua House, a homeless shelter. Hollis was sentenced January 10th to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbery and willful injury. Good was sentenced January 8th to life in prison after being convicted of first-degree murder. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say one person was hospitalized after a fire that damaged a house on the west side of Sioux City. Firefighters were dispatched a little after 1:45 p.m. Sunday. Officials say 3 people were home when the fire started, near where a carport connected to the house. The injured person is expected to survive. The cause of the fire was under investigation. An idle meat processing plant that closed in 2014 in northwest Iowa will reopen this week with new owners. The Iowa Food Group has hired about 35 people initially and plans to increase that to about 100 this year. The company plans to process beef, chicken, pork, and lamb that is slaughtered elsewhere and package it for retail. Arkansas-based Tyson Foods closed the plant in Cherokee on September of 2014, taking 450 jobs with it. Tyson held on to its lease, though, and weathered criticism that it was holding the county hostage economically. Republican Congressman Steve King's town hall meeting in Primgar on Saturday was his first public event in Iowa since House GOP leaders stripped King of his committee assignments.
It is stunning and astonishing to me that 4 words in a New York Times quote can outweigh 20-some years of public service.
And King has repeatedly said his comments about white nationalism and white supremacy were mischaracterized in the newspaper article. King began the event Saturday by addressing the controversy.
And not one soul has stood up and said that I've ever lied to you or misrepresented anything or given it to you in any spin that's anything other than what I believe to be the objective truth.
About 100 people, most of whom were King supporters, attended Saturday morning's forum. King told the crowd he was most concerned about losing his seat on the House Judiciary Committee, as he predicts Democrats on the panel soon will bring up impeachment proceedings against President Trump. King hinted that he might be restored to that committee at some point, but also suggested he's now free to do more public speaking.
I'm the only one I know that has an ability now to go down and speak on every bill on the floor, every amendment on the floor.
King had suspended town hall meetings in the district a couple of years ago, complaining about paid protesters hijacking the events. King now faces 2020 competition for his House seat from within his own party and is planning to hold a public town hall meeting in each of the 39 counties in the 4th Congressional District. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.